This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. CNN is reporting that the White House and House Republicans have an agreement in principle on a deal to raise the United States debt ceiling and cap spending. The cable news channel said it had spoken with multiple sources familiar with the negotiations. Both sides are expected to review the text of the deal overnight to ensure that it lines up with the tentative agreement. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Joe Biden spoke by phone Saturday evening. McCarthy is expected to make a statement to media within the next hour. City officials in Kyiv said early Sunday that at least one person died and three were injured in Russia's night air raid on Kyiv, with the defense systems downing at least 20 drones moving toward the capital. In his nightly video address earlier Saturday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky promised to continue with even more extensive sanctions against legal entities and individuals allied with the Russians in their fight against Ukraine. Zelensky said 220 companies and 51 individuals will be sanctioned, regardless of where they operate in the world. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham is visiting Ukraine. On Friday, he held a news conference where he expressed confidence that the Ukrainian counteroffensive will yield results and said the United States is behind it.
I'm here to tell you that Republicans and Democrats, no matter what you hear in media outlets, are united to continue to help Ukraine win a fight for their freedom that will shape the world for the better if they win.
Graham also stated that Republicans and Democrats are united. He said Russian President Vladimir Putin must not be allowed to win. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website 24 hours a day. It's voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to